time for Radio Yoga. Welcome to the studio, Terry Flaherty. How are you doing this morning, Terry?
I'm doing well. I probably have sage and a little bit of a tizzy because I brought lots of things to taste here this morning. We're going to be exploring the sense of taste, and we'll start with where we left off last week with the sense of smell. I kind of mentioned smells at the end of our program that would be create aversion, a sense of pulling away, backing away. So the only taste that we usually don't choose for ourselves is putrid. And basically, if you taste something that's putrid, say oil that's gone bad, your tongue and taste buds send a message to the brain. Ooh, this doesn't taste good. The brain sends a message back to the mouth, spit it out. And so we have this constant interchange between our brain and the outside world, both receiving and moving into action. But we're going to talk about some more pleasurable taste. And there are several tastes, if you haven't, including putrid, there are seven, but there are six tastes that we generally talk about. And I'll mention those. And as I mention them, I want you to imagine your favorite food that has this quality. So sweet, sour, salty, pungent, spicy or hot, bitter, or astringent. And so if you're able to think of anything that relates to those tastes, it's likely you might have a memory or a preference of what taste you prefer. So every time we go into a restaurant or even the grocery store and we're selecting food, we tend to work from preferences and we tend to like certain tastes. Now, when I say the word sweet, it really refers to a neutral taste, not pure sugar or kind of junk food. So sweet really classifies 90% of the foods that we eat. It's really should be the taste that's in your mouth all the time. Just the taste of your saliva should be slightly sweet. So I want everyone to take a deep breath in and breathe out. And then take the tip of your tongue and run it around the outside edges of your teeth, the top set of teeth. And then take your tongue and run it around the bottom set of your teeth. And then kind of circle your tongue on the roof of your mouth on the inside edge of the top teeth. And then do the same thing on the bottom set of teeth. And then let your tongue rest after that. And notice how you would classify or typify the taste on your tongue. And hopefully it's sweet. If it's not, there's a little bit of imbalance. So I'm going to go through a list. I've brought these foods in. You have your food maybe that you've selected in front of you, or grab an orange or lemon or a piece of garlic, whatever you may. And I'm going to talk a little bit about flavors. If you don't have the thing in front of you, you can just imagine the flavor. So I want everyone to think about salt and the sensation of salt on your tongue. And if you have some salt nearby, you can taste it. If you have a pumpkin seed covered in salt, you can place that in your mouth. So salt really creates water in the mouth, and water is the element of taste. We had talked about how earth was the element for smell. Water allows the tongue to taste. So our saliva needs to We actually need to chew and wet an object in order to taste it. So if we put a dry cracker in our mouth that's salty, we might get the salt flavor, but we'll actually get more of the flavor once the object breaks down and becomes wet. If we put an orange or lemon into our mouth, we'll taste it immediately because that object is already of the water element. So salt is one of the few items in nature that actually has a pure flavor, salt without anything else. Most of our tastes have connections. So things that have two tastes are nuts. If you have nuts around, that was one of the suggestions. Sweet and astringent. So if you eat an almond or a peanut, you're going to get a little bit of both. It's a little drying for your mouth and a little bit sweet. Sweet and sour, we have yogurt, and that taste will bring about kind of a watering of the mouth and a little bit of bitterness. Sweet and pungent could be ginger, cardamom, or onion. that combination. Sweet and bitter might be dandelion, like dandelion root tea or dandelion salad. Sour and astringent, cherries, cranberries, tomatoes, very good for the lining of our intestines. So some of these tastes are really moving us toward health. So 90% of our food is sweet, and the rest of the 10% is split between sour, salty, pungent, bitter, and astringent, and those things help us to digest. I'm going to talk just a little bit about foods that have three tastes in case you want to go into this in the future. Basil, cinnamon, fenugreek, raw honey, pomegranate, rosemary, sage, tarragon, ginseng, and turmeric. They all have three different flavors that go along with those tastes. And then kind of the height of the taste wheel, if you will, some things actually have five tastes. And the only thing I have here at the studio that has five different tastes is garlic. And usually if you get above three tastes, you're going into medicinal herbs. Aloe vera and rose flower combine four of the tastes. So today what I'd like to challenge you to do is think about the next meal that you're taking and see if you can actually experience all six pleasurable tastes. So I'm going to go over them again, and I want you to take your objective taste, taste it, and see how it sits on your tongue. Notice the message to your brain. Notice your brain's message back if you're going to spit it out or take more. But I'm going to go over the flavors again. Sweet, sour, salty, pungent, bitter, and astringent.
Could you explain to our audience what philosophy is behind the idea of balancing these tastes?
Yes, I would love to. There's a sister science to yoga, and it's known as Ayurveda. And Ayurveda is a kind of a medical science, and it's a qualitative science first, and then a quantitative science. So very different than our modern medicine today. We talk about qualities, just like talking about qualities of taste. But it is in the belief of Ayurvedic medicine or Ayurvedic science that we try to balance all these tastes for greater health.
I'm Terry Flaherty, and this has been Radio Yoga for Allegheny Mountain Radio.